This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. J.P. Morgan Chase is reportedly close to agreeing to pay $13 billion to settle civil complaints that it fudged the value of some of the securities it sold as the great real estate boom was going bust. Criminal charges remain a possibility. Some of the mortgage-backed securities in question came with Morgan's acquisition of Bear Stearns and Washington Mutual. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more on that.
J.P. Morgan Chase has been under investigation for bad mortgage-backed securities that it put together itself and also those done by companies it bought at the government's request at the height of the financial crisis. That's investment bank Bear Stearns and savings and loan Washington Mutual. Analyst Bert Ely.
I think the government needs to be careful about the extent to which it pursues J.P. Morgan Chase either civilly or criminally on actions that happened in those companies.
And there could be a chilling effect from these multi-billion dollar settlements, says economist Peter Morici.
We will have another financial crisis. The next time around, just as in the past, the government is going to want bigger banks to take over smaller banks. Will they be willing with the history of this? The lesson of this is don't cooperate with federal authorities in a crisis.
Former Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson, though, says J.P. Morgan knew the government couldn't guarantee it against legal liabilities when it acquired Bear Stearns and Washington Mutual. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.